This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have concluded their first day of opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial, insisting that the Democrats are trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election and that the investigations of Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine have not been a fact-finding mission, but a politically motivated effort to force him out of the White House. We get a report from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Over the first hour of a rare Saturday Senate session, the lawyers focused on what they say was the president appropriately urging Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden.
The president did absolutely nothing wrong.
The president did absolutely nothing wrong.
The evidence is actually really overwhelming that the president did nothing wrong.
The Trump team says House prosecutors spent 3 days holding back key evidence and asking the Senate to do what it's never done, remove a president from office.
And they're asking you to do it with no evidence.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone says Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election and keep the president from being reelected. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below-freezing temperatures. Mosques, schools, sports halls, and student dormitories were open from hundreds of people who fled their homes after the quake. Some people are living in tents. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Libyan militia leader General Khalifa Haftar of violating a ceasefire agreement. But despite deploying Turkish forces to back the Libyan government of national accord, observers suggest Erdogan seems to be increasingly looking to diplomacy rather than force. Haftar's forces control most of Libya in its war against the United Nations-recognized government in Tripoli. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the sometimes deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across the country. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. 2 cases of the virus have been identified here in the U.S. A woman in her 60s is hospitalized in suburban Chicago. Dr. Stuart Marcus is with the St. Alexius Medical Center.
Patient arrived on Monday evening, and the patient was appropriately treated. Patient had a mask placed and was asked the appropriate screening questions, and we determined that there was a history that the patient had traveled through the Wuhan region of China.
In the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying necessities would be allowed access to the city center. Meanwhile, the Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, which has had 5 coronavirus cases, the highest state of emergency, has been declared. The Pentagon has revised upward the number of U.S. troops diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries or concussions after this week's Iran missile attacks on 2 Iraqi military bases earlier this month. Initially reporting no injuries, the Pentagon later said there had been 11 soldiers hurt. That figure now stands at 34. In Australia, the bodies of 3 American firefighters who died aboard a crashed tanker plane have been recovered, along with a cockpit voice recorder. This as their grieving families arrived in Sydney, Australia. The AP's Charles Oladesmo reports.
Ian Macbeth, Paul Clyde Hudson, and Rick De Morgan died when their C-130 Hercules tanker crashed on Thursday after dumping fire retardant on an out-of-control blaze northeast of the town of Cooma in southern New South Wales. The device that records the last 2 hours of any cockpit conversation, as well as the 3 bodies, has now been retrieved from the still-active fire zone. Officials say the Americans' relatives will be offered an opportunity to visit the hillside crash site. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Once again, our top story this hour. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have concluded their first day of opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial, insisting that the Democrats are trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election and that the investigations of Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine have not been a fact-finding mission, but a politically motivated effort to force him out of the White House. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.